Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With COVID-19 decimating the cruise industry, our next guest's Lowcountry company faced a serious dilemma because their main business was designing, manufacturing, and installing cruise ship signage and interiors. But like many other similarly affected businesses, they completely shifted their operations to manufacture something in demand, in this case, medical face shields. Patrick McNulty is co-owner of The Born Group in North Charleston, South Carolina, where he joins us from now. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
The Born Group was founded in 2007 by myself and my business partner, Greg Legitacy. We were roommates in college, had vast experience in the marine industry, and decided to start a company with a business plan that we now currently do. And we've been in business since 2007, ever since.
And how was the business moving along when cruise ships were still moving along?
Well, we were experiencing 35% growth a year, conducting projects for more and more clients and more vessels as the industry was really rapidly growing.
And now talk about the shift. How long did it take for the company to come up with this pivot?
We had an employee come in with an idea of a face shield, and we immediately started prototyping this specific polycarbonate face shield. And really within 48 hours, we had developed prototype and samples to distribute to hospitals here locally and within the state. Really within the week, we had a website up and running, and we're starting to manufacture these face shields statewide.
How much work was it to change the manufacturing equipment or to adapt things to manufacture this?
We have a pretty robust manufacturing facility. We have over 35,000 square feet of manufacturing of CNC routers, laser cutters, digital cutters. We have very talented people that work at Born Group that are able to product develop new designs, and that's something that we traditionally always do with what we do in the cruise industry. So it was very straightforward and simple for us to come up with a new idea.
Is this a product that is under government regulation?
The face shield that we produce has been lab tested to meet OSHA requirements, and the material used is a polycarbonate that enables the product to be reused and cleaned very easily.
You're able to develop a new web page for this, but then you still have to market. How have you been accomplishing that task?
It's really been word of mouth and reaching out to not only hospitals here in Charleston, but DHEC, and really letting people know that we actually manufacture this within the state. And the response has actually been surprisingly overwhelming.
And do you expect then that this will be one of your products going forward?
I don't think so. Hopefully this is something that is not something that will be in our business plan for the next 10 years. But certainly if there is still a need, we'll manufacture it. But I think we've always viewed it as not the most sustainable business model for our company. But certainly where there's a shortage, we're happy to produce these items. But we'd like to get back to making the products for the industry that we've been devoted to for so long.
And the perception for the cruise industry, though, is not good for any near-term recovery. So are there plans for diversification along those lines anywhere?
Absolutely. And really, what underlines all of this is we have a very talented, well-educated, and productive workforce, and that was displayed in what we did with face shields. So, of course, we're going to look to diversifying our client portfolio and looking to other areas to take full advantage of not only the great people that we have working for us, but also the manufacturing infrastructure that we have. So there are already ideas and talks with other industries that we could perhaps service in the same way we've done for the cruise industry. But I'm also very confident that this industry is a very resilient industry, and what you say is true. It has been very much tied to COVID-19. Maybe it's emotional, but I do think that the industry will recover at some point, because at the end of the day, there is value in the vacations that they offer.
Have you been able to stay in touch with your contacts in the cruise industry? Are they expressing the same confidence?
Yes. You know, almost daily we speak with people within the cruise industry. There are still ships being built in Europe right now. And of course, the ships still need to be maintained and still need to be afloat.
Well, Patrick, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Patrick McNulty is co-owner of The Bourne Group, based in North Charleston, South Carolina, and we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.